Almost 16 years ago, my life was changed forever. It was about 2:30 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And up to that point, my life had been pretty free. Jennifer and I had been married for almost 6 years, and we could decide in a moment's notice to do anything we wanted to do. We could say, you know what? Let's go drive to Southern California and have supper with Dave and Joni, my brother and sister-in-law. And within 5 minutes, we could be in the car on our way to spend 2 or 3 days. Not a problem. Any of you guys remember those days? Where just within 5, 10 minutes, you could be packed and ready to go. But at 2:30 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I was awakened for some reason, and there was Jennifer sitting in bed. And she had been pregnant now for almost 9 months. And I thought maybe her back was hurting, so I was the dutiful husband. I started rubbing her back and being very kind and gentle. And she turned and very nonchalantly, she says, "We're going to have a baby today." It's like, I've been living with a pregnant woman for 9 months. I knew the day was coming, but today? How do you know? Well, she knew. And we waited for a couple hours. We didn't want to disturb our mothers that early in the morning. So we waited till 5 and called both of them and let them know that we were going to have a baby that day. And I just imagine what happened on the other end of the line. They hung up. They scurried. They scrambled. They made phone calls. And they got to the airport. They got on a plane. And they tried their best, but they both missed the blessed event. Praise God. No. But from that moment on, and those of you who are parents know, children become, I don't want to say burdensome, that's not a right word, but inconvenient, right? No longer could we, within 5 minutes, be in the car, headed off for 2 or 3 days of nothingness. It just doesn't work that way anymore. Maybe 2 or 3 hours later, by the time you get the crib, you know, the portable crib put in the car and the diapers and the this and the that, and by the time you get the car all loaded, you don't really have time to go where you were going to go, and you don't have the energy left to do it either, right? You've seen those new parents. They come to church, or they come into work, and the bags underneath their eyes, they fall off to sleep during work, they fall off to sleep more than usual during church, whatever the case is. They may be sitting there having lunch and their face is in their plate of their food. You know, just wonderful things like that that children bring to us as adults. It's marvelous. Now, the sermon title today, have any of you figured out why I did that sermon title? Have you even looked at it? Carl. Yeah. Honesty counts for something. You know, pastors, they think long and hard sometimes for their sermon titles. I might just start doing what a friend of mine did. He got tired of his secretary calling him saying, "Pastor, what's your sermon title for Sabbath?" And so he just came up with a sermon title, and all she had to do was add the number. He started out with Serendipity. And next week it was Serendipity 2, Serendipity 3, Serendipity 4, and on until he was up to Serendipity 69. She didn't have to call him for the sermon title. He didn't have to be creative to think about it. She just added the number. Blessing the children are a blessing. Does that make sense? My secretary didn't think so either. Matthew 19:13 through 15, the New Living Translation says, "One day some parents brought their children to Jesus so he could lay his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples scolded the parents for bothering him. But Jesus said, 'Let the little children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are like these children.' And he placed his hands on their head and blessed them before he left." You get the significance of this story? Back in those days, and even today, that's why we have child dedications and things like that, but people feel it important to have their child or their children blessed in a special way. And back in Jesus' day, they would pick a special rabbi and they would bring their children to him and they would have him say a blessing over them and to pray for them. And this was no different. Probably one mother had heard about Jesus and said, I'm going to go have my child blessed by Jesus. And on her way, she passed other mothers and children, and pretty soon a crowd had gathered and they went. You hear that little buzz? That was my battery. They went and they came to Jesus, and here was all these mothers, here was all these kids, and the disciples said, you know what? We're stepping in here. Jesus is much too important to have these kids. He's got better things to do than to mess around with children. And so the disciples sent them away. Now, Jesus, being the wonderful teacher that he is, taught us a lesson even for today. He kind of scolded his disciples right there on the spot. Don't send these kids away. What was Jesus saying about children at that point? Any guesses? Refer back to my sermon title. Jesus blesses the children, and they are a blessing. They are a gift from God. Now, sometimes we as parents don't always see it that way, but they truly are a gift. The time and effort that we put into our children is not wasted. Never have I heard anyone say, when they're getting ready to die, that they wish they had spent less time with their children. I wish I had spent less time with my family. You ever hear that? If you have the opportunity to hear somebody kind of talking about life as their life is winding down, what are they saying? They say, I wish I would have spent more time on the things that are really important. And that's kind of what Jesus is telling us in this passage here. Family, our children, are a gift from God, and they are important. Because as Jesus looked at those children, what did he see? He saw the men and the women of tomorrow. What do we see when we see children? So often they're moving too fast. They're making too much noise. And so what do we like to do? We like to slow them down and make them be quiet. It's kind of my job in the halls there during Sabbath school time to make sure they're directed in the right way to get to their Sabbath school classes, right? Got a couple people who help me. And then during our church services, we want our kids to be worshiping with us as family. So parents, I encourage you to have your children sit with you. It's a way for the family to worship God together and to see the things that are important. Family and God go together. Jesus said, don't send them away. Let them come. Now, I'm sure that the mothers were excited that their children are going to be blessed by this special teacher. And I'm sure the disciples, you know, as some would do, looked at their sundial, opened up their appointment book and said, man, there's just no time for this. Have you ever had anyone make you feel really special because of the time they spent with you? Now, some of you know that Gary and I are related. He's my brother-in-law. And he has kind of a famous last name. But then again, so do I. If I went back far enough, did you know that A.T. Jones and I are related? Sorry, Carl. If we go clear back to Noah, and then we branch out from there, we're related. But Gary, his last name is Vinden, and there's some pretty famous Vindens in our church. And Jennifer happened to be going to school at Loma Linda, and one of those Vinden boys was down there pastoring the Loma Linda church. And that's a pretty big church. The pastors are always busy. And I walked into the office. I was down there visiting Jennifer, and I decided to go see good old Uncle Lou. Didn't have an appointment. Now, don't go visit your pastors without an appointment. They're busy. I'm just going to tell you that up front. But here's what happened. I walked into the office. The secretary was there, and she's the guard dog. That's what we have Laura there at the office for. walked in. I said, is Pastor Vinden available? She looked at me over her glasses like this. You know what that means? Not on your life. Go away. It's too busy. She opens up her appointment book and she says, what is your name? Well, I already knew my name wasn't in that book. And I said, well, I'm Greg Jones. Didn't mean anything to her. And she said, I'm sorry. He's too busy today. You'll have to come back another time. And I just said, well, yeah, that's okay. Just thought I'd give it a chance. Would you give him a message when you see him? This is when name dropping helps a little bit. I said, tell him that Monty Jones' son, that's my dad, Monty Jones' son, just stopped by to say hi. And out of the back, down the hall, in an office back there, was this, Monty Jones' son? Send him back. Then there was another one of these. Don't you stay too long. He's busy. Now, she didn't say any of that, but I got the message. I walked back there, and Uncle Lou was as gracious and wonderful as he ever was, and we spent a good hour in his office. Just shooting the breeze, having fun, talking about people, you know, family. And when I finally left, I walked past that secretary and I smiled as best as I could and I got another one of these. Her appointment book was open. Her hand was on the phone. She was calling people to let them know that Pastor would be delayed. But he took time for me and I felt special. Just like I'm sure those children, they didn't fully understand who this rabbi, who this teacher was. But he was special and they felt special, I bet, on the lap of Jesus. Can you just imagine that for a minute? The creator of the universe. Because the Bible tells us that nothing was made that was not made by Jesus. The creator of the universe sitting there on a rock, having children come and sit on his lap, praying for them and blessing them. Sure, he had different things to do. But he knew that children were a blessing. How do we see that? You know, a church really can be summed up by what they do for their children. What's their Sabbath school program like? What is their worship experience like? Is it for everybody? Is it for just the older people? Does it include children? Does the church have a school where our kids can go and learn of this Jesus who takes time to spend with kids? You can tell a lot about a church family by the way they treat their children, by how they involve their children. Jesus was teaching us a lesson today that said, you know, kids are important. They're a gift. Now, I don't know about you, those of you who are parents, but when I was a child, there was a phrase that my dad and my mother used to always say in conjunction with discipline. Any of you guys want to guess what that phrase might be? Just before they disciplined me, they would say this. This is going to hurt me more than it does you. Any of you ever heard that before? How many of you believed it when you heard it? I didn't either. Because you see, back in the day when I was growing up, I was going to say capital punishment, but that's not right. Corporal punishment was not against the law. And I used to joke, and I still do, that I got spanked every day whether I needed it or not. Yeah, now, most of the time I needed it, and there were days I got spanked for something I didn't do, but I deserved it for something else, and so it all evened out. But here I was getting ready to be spanked, and my mom or my dad would say, this is going to hurt me more than it does you. Yeah, right. And then I became a parent. Discipline is hard. But you know, the Bible also tells us that God disciplines those whom he loves. Have you ever seen an undisciplined child? Have you ever been around an undisciplined child? Every once in a while they show up to school, and then our teachers get to deal with them. That's a lot of fun. Put 20 of those in a room. God gave us children to experience the real joy of life. Last night I was filling in for one of our kids in room number one, preaching. We were singing some songs. And there's a song that I sang last night just for this one particular child that was there. Because she has the most beautiful smile you'd ever want to see. Now, she doesn't use it very often. She reserves it and she hides it. But all I had to do was sing this song. You can smile. When you can't say a word, you can smile. Ever heard that song? And then the next one is, you can, and then you just smile, right? You can. When you can't say a word, you can. And this girl thought that was so funny that smile showed up, and I sang that song just to see that smile. Children bring us joy. Children bring us happiness, right? Today I had the privilege of playing with Carrie. You know, I worked really hard training her to lead worship music, and then she goes off to boarding school. I don't see how that's fair. Her school gets all the benefit of all the hard work that we put into her. So when she comes home, I make her play with Dad. Had to drag her out of bed, got to go to church early. By the time she got out of bed this morning, they're not even up for breakfast over at Monterey Bay Academy. Sabbath morning, they get to sleep in. Sabbath school starts late, church is even later. What a life. But our children are in enjoyment. We need to get pleasure out of them. We need to spend time with them. Today, do you know how much quality time a parent spends with their child every day? How many hours a day of quality time? Is it measured in hours? How about half hours? How many 30-minute periods? Susanna, do you know what that number is? Huh? Quality time. The average parent spends 5 quality minutes a day with their children. That doesn't sound too much like a gift. That doesn't sound too much like a joy, does it? Because you see, a video or a movie over dinner is not quality time with your child. Jesus, the master of the universe, the savior of the world, could take time with children to say, you are important. But the good news is, he doesn't do that just for children. He does that for us as well. Do you realize every time you start praying that the God of the universe stops and listens? That's amazing. The thing is that I want you to get from this morning is that God asks us to be like him. He's going to help us. And as we read through the Gospels, we can see what God was like through Jesus. He wants us to be like that, not only with our children, but with each other. To give of ourselves, of our time, of our talents, of our energy for each other. I think that's probably one of the only things that's going to catch the world's attention, that Christianity makes a difference in a person's life. If Jesus was willing to take time out in his busy life of saving us to bless some children, that shows us that humanity is important. Who are we to do anything less? But to take time out and say, you know what, you're important. Especially to our children. Because you see, they're not the church of tomorrow. They're in the church today. If Jesus were here, you know where he'd be hanging out? Here's a plug for our nominating committee. It's going to be meeting here shortly. We have a difficult time getting people to hang out with our kids in this church. The same few people spend all their time in the Sabbath school rooms being creative with our kids. Some of you could be doing that. Some of you could be doing just what Jesus did. Take some time and spend quality time with the kids of this church. You'll enjoy yourself. You'll have fun. Down there in those Sabbath school classrooms, they get to sing songs with motions and they have lots of fun. When we get here into this room, sometimes we feel like we got to calm things down just a little bit. I don't know why that is. One of these Sabbath mornings, I'm going to do a song called Making Melodies. And we're all going to have fun doing it. Right, Karen? Yeah. Got to make sure that Mr. Albertson is here to show us how to do it, though. If Mr. Albertson can do this song, anybody here can. And he is probably the best at doing this motions of this song of anybody here. It's great. Jesus told his disciples to not send the children away, but to let them come. Today, Jesus is saying, spend some time with me. Come. Let me bless your life the way I bless these children. Are you wanting something different in life? This is where it comes down to. Are you willing to come to Jesus? Are you willing to be brought to Jesus? That's your choice. And you will get a blessing. Today, you've come. And today I know God will bless you for taking time out of your busy life to spend with him. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for the gift of Jesus, showing us that we as your children are important, that nothing else matters than the song that we sang. No one else will do. No one can take our place. The God of the universe has a place in his heart for each and every one of us. Help us to fill that space for not just now, but all eternity. Help us to come to you, Father, for that blessing that you gave those children that day. And help us then to be a blessing to others as we live our life for you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.